It's Monday, the 5th of December, 8 a.m. Standing on the back doorstep, and immediately to my right, I have a soffit light, if you like, that shines down. And there's a silver thread that's going from the soffit above my head to the right, straight down. Right down to the ground. One extremely thin silver thread. And the only reason I'm seeing that this morning is because there is a freezing fog. And it's obviously not a cobweb, but a spinner from a spider who has dropped down from the soffit during the night. All the way down to the ground, looks like it's attached to my brush, the brush head down at ground level. And everything else is silvery. And colder than I estimated when I came out just with my light fleece on. The shed roof is glistening in the light, from the light. Yes, not from the daylight, not yet anyway. Although it's getting brighter. But everything is, wow, this would be a day for Christmas Day. If the sun comes out, it'd be brilliant. I'm not too bothered about snow. But the big laurel bush, all its leaves are glistening, shining. The trees that lost their leaves are all frosted. And the plants and the shrubs in the garden have curled their leaves up to protect themselves. That's how cold it's been during the night. I haven't been out the front to see what the temperature is, but it is cold. And if it's that cold, I ain't going out on the bike this morning, as I was planned to do for another morning ride. Simply because the roads will be dicey, and also because the last thing I want to do is to be gulping in this kind of air into my lungs. I ain't going to do it. It'd be stupidity. So, miss out on a run this morning. But my health must come first. That would just do immense damage to me. I'd be... Well, maybe not. I can't risk... Yes, no. But it is beautiful to stand here and just look around. Everything's frozen. Like some giant chiller. I'm looking over into the park. It's just, you can see the heavy har, just about make things out. So I'm feeling good this morning. I had a good sleep last night. Still maintain I'm sleeping much better because of the cycling. I mean, yesterday was a fantastic day. What you wouldn't get a more perfect winter's day than we had yesterday, right from the start of the morning. Clear skies, sun up, although it doesn't get very high at this time of year. And we went to mass up at my wife's hometown, and we went to her sister's house, and we picked up her sister and her man and her bachelor brother. And the five of us all went up with the wreaths to the cemetery up the Shotts, and the sun was shining down, and it was very cold, but it was beautiful, beautiful. And we got that done, and then we dropped him back off, and then we went up to the town of Lanark for a wee walk about, and just for the drive more than anything. And driving in that kind of weather when the sun's illuminating everything, and it's just beautiful. And I managed to, when we got home, managed to get out on the bike for a 10-mile run. Just as the sun was setting. I'll tell you what, though, I was cycling and I was trying to keep myself in the sun because it was very cold. My fingers were frozen already, within about 2 miles. But I was prepared to thull that, as we say, thull. I was prepared to thull that so long as my rest of my body was in the sun. The sun was setting faster than I could cycle west. And all of a sudden it had gone. And I thought, yeah, that's it. Okay, time to head home. But I still enjoyed it. So what I'm trying to say in a long way around about is that we had a great day yesterday. I got some cycling in. I had a good sleep. I'm feeling good this morning. Physically and mentally, I'm feeling good. Just generally feeling good. And I hope that maintains forever. I doubt it, but if it would forever, feeling in a good mood. No plans for today, really. I've got someone to just go and see for a wee bit, but it's a kind of important day. Yes, something like that. And maybe some bike maintenance, but to be honest with you, it's so cold even in the garage. I've got heaters. I'd have to put the heaters on for about 2 hours before I went in there, otherwise my fingers would be off again. You know, it is a damn nuisance to have this white finger syndrome. It's just affects so much. You know, you're about to do a simple task outside and within 2 minutes, your fingertips are gone already, and it just takes the pleasure out of doing certain things. But anyway, it could have been worse. It could be worse, so I'll live with it. Anyway, apart from that, everyone seems to be okay this morning. I'll have to put fresh water out for the birds because the water is frozen solid in the wee bird bath. And the porridge. Get the porridge out for them. I can see a wee billy tit up in the apple tree. Probably waiting to get down to the seed feeder. I better go in and let it get down. This wee bird is always starving after a night like that. Imagine having to live out in this. I mean, okay, they're designed for it, but I mean, hope the sun comes up for them and for us this morning and burns off this freezing fog. Tea's gone so quickly. But it is beautiful, absolutely beautiful.